Graham in Hackensack. What's up, Graham?
How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, well, man. I've got a Yankee point. We'll see if we get there first. I just have to comment on how bad the umpiring has been in baseball this year. Did you see how the White Sox-Orioles game ended?
I certainly did, yes. I was paying attention to the White Sox and the Orioles, and it is... I have to watch it again, but it is... It's one of the worst calls I've ever seen. I don't know.
You don't need to watch it again. You know what you saw. There's no intricacies here. It's an infield fly roll. The guy bumped into him. He caught the ball.
Yeah.
And you're gonna call him. That's insanity. Yeah, How do you end a game like that?
If Graham, if you don't know what Graham is talking about, the Baltimore Orioles beat the Chicago White Sox last night, and they entered the ninth inning, I believe, up 5. It was like 8-2 or something. And
yeah.
And the White Sox had this rally, and they scored a bunch of runs, and they had first and second with one out. And the
8-6.
8-6 down. So now down by two runs, first and second. I think Benintendi was the batter. It's first and second, one out. He hits a pop up to the infield, and Gunnar Henderson was playing behind second base. And as he went to get the pop up, the runner at second, you know, without even looking at Gunnar Henderson, heads back to second base because the infield flyer has been called. He's got to go back to second base. And he slightly glances and hardly touches, but barely does make contact with Gunnar Henderson, who doesn't seem to be impeded by it at all.
He catches the ball.
Hardly moves off his trajectory. Then moves up to the inner infield and about, I don't know, 6-7 seconds later catches the ball. And the umpires rule interference and call the runner at second base out. And it's a double play that ends the game. It is an atrocious call. It has zero, the contact he makes has zero impact on him catching the ball. It would be one thing if it's right at the point of catching the ball. Like if he bumps into him right, even if it's incidental, even if it's slight contact, even if it wasn't intentional, if it's right at the moment of catching the ball, then you almost have no recourse but to call it. But this is, as he's walking another 10 yards to go catch the ball, it's not near the ball. Like, it's one of the more bizarre. I feel like when I said I have to watch it again, I have to watch it again just to make sure I saw what I saw. Because it's one of the more ridiculous calls I've ever... They get together, they converse, they make a decision and call it a double play to end the game. It's outrageous.
But I'm sorry, there is a recall... I'm sorry to interrupt. There is a recourse, though, because, I mean, as we both acknowledged, there was already an infield fly rule in place. If he had dropped the ball,
it still
counted.
Yes.
It's irrelevant. He could have bumped and he could have looked at him. Ball hits the infield. Who cares? Two outs.
Yeah, I mean, I guess theoretically, but theoretically the runners could take off and the ball would be on the ground or... I mean, you still can't run into the runner just because the infield fly rule has been called. I get your point. It's even more so where he doesn't even need to catch it, and you're calling it. I get that point. I do hear what you're saying, but that doesn't take the runner off the hook for being responsible for not running into the runner.
The rules are
the egregious thing is that it's such incidental contact and it didn't impact the play at all, and you've ended the game on it. Like it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And that's not even coming from a Yankee fan. That could have been honestly, if that was the White Sox ending the game against Baltimore, I would say it's an absurd call. Like, this isn't a Yankee fan hoping, rooting for Baltimore losses. That's just an atrocious call.
Me too. Like, a game should be won or lost on its merits.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
The grander point for me is umpiring has been this bad. I think the electronic strike zone is inevitable.
Yes.
But, I mean, this almost reminded me of, like, let's go back to... Remember 2012, week four, it's the NFL referee lockout, Golden Tate, you get the interception touchdown call at the same time. It's how do we fix the umpiring, inserting themselves into games?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you do, because you're right, even with the automated strike zone, that call from last night, thank you for the call, that call from last night still gets made. I mean, you still have on-base umpires. There's no way to avoid umpiring in general, nor would I want to. I mean, the strike zone, they have the technology to make something that's pretty difficult easier. They do have replay, but that's a judgment call. And this is what I would say, and not that even a replay would change it. I know Bill Belichick has said this about football, and I was making a big case for this in hockey, in the Carolina Rangers series, where a puck went out of bounds and should have been a delay of game penalty, but they called it a deflection, and it's clear as day on the replay, yet it's not replayable. I don't understand non-replayable. I don't think there should be anything that you can't review. You should be able to review anything. You have a limited number, and I also think you shouldn't lose. You need, in the NFL, you need to make both to get a third. I think you should have two replays, and you keep them until you get them wrong. If you challenge something and you're wrong, you lose one of them. And if you challenge the second one and you're right, you should still get that second one back. If you are correct, you shouldn't lose. And you should be able to replay anything. I don't understand why you can't replay that. And I know even judgment calls. I understand you'll be there all day. Not really, because you only have a limited number of replays and challenges. But there's no reason why you can't challenge what puck. I mean, we literally, in the NBA, you will watch, it takes 20 minutes to decide which finger a ball grazed as it was going out of bounds. And that's just an out of bounds, and it could be in the second quarter. But in the third period of an NHL playoff game, where penalties and power plays determine these games and series, you can't take a look to see if a puck went clean off a defender's skate into the netting or if it got deflected by an offensive skate. Like, you can't tell that? And you can't look at that? And last night, if that's a game, you want to review whether or not that should enough contact was made to determine if it's a penalty or whatever, a foul there. But it was ridiculous. It's a ridiculous call. And the umpiring is, this is what I've always said about umpiring. I don't think it's the worst it's ever been. I don't think it's good. I think we have more technology and more cameras, and we are better at seeing the mistakes. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying that it's always probably been just as bad, because I don't think it's that easy, but it's probably always been just as bad. We just never had the technology or the camera angles or the ability to slow things down in slow motion and see all the mistakes. But that one was pretty egregious, even with the naked eye.